McDonald's has announced that by the middle of next year, its Quarter Pounder burgers will be made with fresh beef in most of its restaurants around the country. After McDonald's made that announcement on Twitter, fast food competitor Wendy's responded, quote, "So you'll still use frozen beef in most of your burgers in all of your restaurants, asking for a friend." Other burger chains that don't use frozen beef include In-N-Out, Five Guys, and Shake Shack. For more, we're joined by Sam Okus, editorial director of Food News Media, publisher of QSR Magazine. Hi, Sam.
Hi, Jeremy. Thanks for having me.
So why is McDonald's doing this? Why make this change now?
Well, McDonald's is up against some pretty stiff competition. Obviously, they're not just up against Wendy's, as they have been for many decades now, but increasingly they're up against the better burger chains that we consider, such as Shake Shack, such as Smashburger, In-N-Out. These are once regional chains that are now growing nationally, and these chains are using fresh beef for their burgers. So there's a lot of pressure on McDonald's to be able to enhance their product to match these competitors, and frankly, consumers are just demanding a better product these days.
And it's about the beef being fresh rather than frozen. Does it make that big of a difference?
Well, certainly some of this is perception. So some of this is a matter of customers. If they know that McDonald's has frozen beef patties and Wendy's has fresh or other chains have fresh beef patties, that means a lot to them now. It does make a difference simply perception-wise. But there is a quality difference, too, that fresh beef is better. And I'd also say, too, that, you know, this is something where fresh beef patties have to be cooked to order. And so cooking to order a burger right in front of the customer when they order, you know, that's something that's very appealing to customers. And even if there's really not much of a difference in, for example, a nutritional profile, there's a difference in the perception of quality for the customer that they know they're getting a better product.
What about logistically? Is it much more difficult to use fresh meat rather than frozen meat?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of logistical issues here. I mean, the first logistical issue is going to be supply chain and McDonald's being able to supply 14,000 locations around the country with fresh beef. And that's a massive challenge. But even in the store level, there's a challenge in that frozen beef patties can obviously hold longer than fresh beef patties. Frozen beef patties take a little bit longer to cook, but there are some efficiency issues there that make that a little bit easier on the McDonald's operation. There are equipment issues. There are timing issues. There's a lot here that McDonald's is going to have to change in order to be able to accommodate these fresh beef patties, which is why it'll take a long time to get there.
Are there any safety risks about using fresh meat and holding on to it for a certain period of time?
I imagine so. Certainly, they're going to do everything, all of their due diligence to make sure that any safety concerns are taken care of. Again, it's probably built into this year-plus timeframe that they're doing the rollout. I'm not sure exactly what those food safety issues are, but as we all saw from Chipotle, the slightest food safety scare can really cripple a company.
Right.
And so I'm sure they're looking at this from all angles.
Well, in addition to that snarky tweet that we mentioned from Wendy's, they've also been advertising for quite some time about the fact that they use fresh beef. Let's listen here to one of their ads.
When you freeze something,
it's for later.
That's why when you want a hamburger now, Wendy's makes it for you with fresh beef, never frozen. That's the way Dave Thomas did it when he founded Wendy's. Making hamburgers that are juicy, delicious, and, well, square, of course. So while some things are tastier when frozen, nearly 50 years later, Wendy's is still doing beef the fresh, never frozen way.
I've never understood the square burgers at Wendy's, but anyway, tell us about the competition between these two. Are these the kings of fast food? I would think Burger King would be thrown in there as well.
Yeah, I mean, certainly they're the kings of fast food burgers. Burger King, Wendy's, and McDonald's are the top three when it comes to the burger industry, and it's really not even that close. But Burger King and Wendy's, in terms of scale and size, pale in comparison to McDonald's. I mean, we're talking about half the number of locations and really a fraction of the sales. But, you know, the fact of the matter is Wendy's and Burger King do represent an enormous market share that McDonald's does not own. So this is indeed a very stiff competition. And yeah, back to the Dave Thomas days when he was in the commercials, he's always been committed to that fresh, never frozen promise. And that's something that McDonald's has never been able to compete against with Wendy's. And so Wendy's has always had that leg up. And I imagine as McDonald's rolls into fresh beef, you know, they'll probably steal some market share back from Wendy's. But the fact that Wendy's wasn't just a leader in this, but has been doing it for decades, certainly speaks volumes for customers.
And what about Burger King? I assume they use frozen.
Yes, that's correct. They use frozen patties.
Do you expect that they will decide that they want to go down this road and try to go with fresh beef instead?
I imagine this will be on their radar now. I mean, certainly McDonald's and Wendy's are their two biggest competitors. And if those two brands are going this direction, it's something that Burger King can't ignore. And even though Burger King sort of occupies its own space within the segment where they're doing some more novelty items, they're really pursuing young, hungry guys more so than a broader customer base. I think it's something that, you know, if obviously other burger chains, most other burger chains in America are going in this direction, it's really something they cannot ignore.
That's Sam Okus, editorial director for Food News Media, which publishes QSR magazine, QSR meaning quick service restaurants. Sam, thank you so much.
Thanks, Jeremy.